AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new ABC News Ipsos poll showing two-thirds of Americans think President Biden should step aside and let someone else top the ticket for the Democrats this fall. That poll also shows Vice President Kamala Harris with a three-point lead over Donald Trump if the election were held today. The president will hold a news conference later this afternoon after the NATO summit wraps up. ABC News contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade is on Capitol Hill.
I have actually heard Democrats say to me that they hope he fumbles and that it forces this conversation anew. But look, even if it goes smoothly, clearly these frontliners and these difficult re-elections who are facing down Republican challengers, clearly Democratic leaders, they're not convinced that Biden should be staying in this race right now.
Tornado warnings and watches in at least five states spawned by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. More than a million people are still without power, also because of Beryl. Texas officials say it could be weeks before everyone gets it back. This is ABC News. Israel's military is still urging Palestinians to get out of Gaza City and to head south. This as ceasefire talks continue in Doha. New federal funding being announced today for American carmakers to bulk up production of their EVs.
A boost coming for the struggling auto industry as carmakers shift to convert manufacturing plants to produce electric vehicles. The Biden administration announcing it will allocate $1.7 billion to help key facilities in the U.S. that have closed or are at risk of closing. The Energy Department selecting 11 auto manufacturing plants to use that money to convert to producing EV components. The goal? To nearly double the current EV production in the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Saving money in one of the country's big warehouse clubs will cost you more money. For the first time since 2017, Costco is raising its membership fees. Depending on the level, the cost is going up as much as $10 a year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are out with their plans for a parade near the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 will begin their demonstration at Red Arrow Park, crossing the Milwaukee River four times and then entering the soft security zone. Organizers say the march, scheduled for noon on Monday, aims to bring protesters as close as legally possible to the convention while respecting court-ordered boundaries. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month. That's about 300 passengers on each trip. Wisconsin's transportation secretary calls the data promising. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Maybe it was the T-shirts. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an embarrassing 12-2 loss at home to the Pirates Tuesday night, Milwaukee Brewers came into the clubhouse yesterday and found blue T-shirts in their lockers that said Undaunted. It was the brainstorm of manager Pat Murphy. The crew went on to win last night 9-0 in a near-perfect shutout over Pittsburgh. Reporter Adam McKelvey asked outfielder Sal Frelick,
"Is there anyone like him?"
I mean, not that I've necessarily had. I'm sure there might be people out there, but what makes him so unique is just being
being different.
The Brewers with home runs from Hoskins and Adames. Rookie Tobias Myers pitching 8 scoreless innings. Murphy after a near-perfect performance.
The defense is underrated. Hoskins made plays. Frelick made plays. Great night offensively.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NFL Packers say that family night, August 5th, nearly sold out. Romeo Doubs entering his third season and was asked about the importance of growing as a receiver.
Yeah, growth is everything. I mean, coach always says it. It's either you're getting better or getting worse, and I believe that every guy in our room has gotten better.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a very slight chance at an isolated shower or a thunder shower this afternoon. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. It's going to be hot and sticky this weekend. A few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from Madison, Wisconsin. John and Gorney, the family show, and Sam is in the studio with COVID, and that's why we're broadcasting from home this week. It's the safe way to go, right?
Exactly.
I was talking to Sam about the mask situation. You know, I did all this research. I ordered masks from South Korea, and I got those, and they're really cool. You know, you get used to them. Like, they're not the cone-like, you know, like you're walking around like a duck. You know, it's a flat style.
Right.
You remember the masks, okay. Right? Everybody's walking around with these pointed faces, you know, and I hated that. And so I got these flat kind, and they're really, really good. And all you have to do is just tighten the ear bands a little bit, and you're on your way. And it's, I think it's more protective and, you know, a better mask than the one that we are visually seeing. If you're able to watch this, and I'm sure you are watching this while you're driving, Sam has the old regular mask on that they give it to you at a hospital and the clinics, right? You have to wear that. When you enter, and I'm thinking these are the worst masks ever. They don't do anything. Oh, big delay.
big delay.
Hello.
All right. We're good, right?
Okay. I'm not hearing Sam. Should I be?
I'm not talking.
No, Sam's not talking. Sam's not talking.
Go ahead, guys.
But there was a little feedback on my end of it, so I just stopped talking, and I was hoping somebody else would talk just to make sure that it wasn't just me. All right. So anyway, that's the situation on the mask situation and why we're broadcasting from home and from our home studios. And this is such a cool thing. We've always wanted to do this, you know, as radio announcers, to broadcast from our own home. You know, it's such a cool thing to do. But now it's just standard practice. So I guess
we did it quite a lot when we first started doing the show in the middle of winter time when I was living up in Baraboo. That was the way to go. But now that I'm in Madison, you know, it's still cool. I'm still kind of breaking in this studio. So
that's true.
Technical glitches here and there. It's 67 degrees, by the way. And today, let's get the weather lottery balls going.
Yes.
And check what the high temperature will be today. There we go. All right. Let's go with the first number.
All right.
And that first number is,
I'm really nervous.
It's 8.
Oh, no. No, that's not good.
Now, man, second number is 2. 82 for a high, which is 27.7 in Celsius. Let's start giving some Celsius temperatures occasionally.
Because no,
a lot of people,
that.
You know, maybe listening in Europe. getting ready for the Paris Olympics.
That's right.
So, you know, they got the Civic Media app, and you can travel anywhere. So
yeah.
So that's it. And it's going to be partly cloudy today. So we'll check in later with Brittany Merlot. She'll give us the rundown on all things weather.
Well, didn't she say like the hurricane was making its way up here into the Midwest? Now, if you look on the radar, there is some shower activity in the northern part of Illinois, and they were kind of giving hurricane warnings in Chicago. I don't see that happening on the radar, but you never know. It could be coming up here.
I think that's going to miss us. I think just the very last remnants of it. Most of it is way up in the Northeast. Whatever became of Hurricane Beryl. It's up in New England now, I think. Most of the heavy stuff. Yeah. But still Midwest, there's some scattered showers. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's good news. But, yeah, we'll check in with Brittany and see what she has to say and get a checkup on her mosquito bites that turned into bruises. They're brutal. They're brutal in northern Wisconsin. Absolutely.
Apparently, they're huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess this is a big year for mosquitoes. So you have to use a lot of mosquito repellent.
Yep.
No matter where you are. Yeah.
Yeah. I went out and bought some bug spray the other day because the bug spray we had, it seemed like it had an end date of 2019. So I don't know how that stuff ages, but I wasn't going to take that chance.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that seems a little outdated.
Outdated, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's check out the National Day calendar for today.
All right. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Is there music for that?
I think we might have some.
All right, there it is.
Here it is, July 11th. Mm-hmm. What kind of day is it today? Let's see. Is it 7-Eleven day? Mm-hmm. Is it Mojito day or is it not? Is it All-American Pet Photo day? Is it Blueberry Muffin Day? Is it Cheer Up the Lonely Day? Is it a Rainier Cherry Day? Or is it National Shoelace Day? Which one of those does not belong?
John? It's not Blueberry Muffin Day.
Well, wrong. It is
Blueberry Muffin Day.
It is Blueberry Muffin Day.
God.
Sam, do you care to guess?
I don't think it's Shoelace Day, is it?
It is not Shoelace Day, you win a shiny new tie.
Well, that was the other obvious one.
How obvious was it?
Yeah, that was pretty obvious. All right, let's get to some of those crazy days that you just mentioned.
Well, it's National 7-Eleven Day, but that's just a commercial. It seems it's all about 7-Eleven. I slid it in there to the national.
It's funny.
Calendar.
I drive around Dane County all the day, and I ran by a 7-Eleven. I thought, my God, do we have those around here yet? And we do.
We do. Yeah, there's one just a couple blocks away from me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right on University Avenue.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think I saw one on Willie Street, but I wasn't sure now if that was the location. But
they're still out there.
Yeah, they're there.
I just turned my computer off accidentally. National Mojito Day. Hang on a second. Back to it. It's coming up. All right. There we go. National Mojito Day today, July 11th. Let's see. Why each year on July 11th, people across America raise a glass to mark National Mojito Day. The cocktail consists of white rum, sugar, lime juice, sparkling water, and mint. Follow us. Let's see. What does it say? Follow along as you sip your mojito and learn a few facts about the delicious mojito. It's a Cuban highball, while rumored to be a drink favored by the author Ernest Hemingway. Mm-hmm. It's never really been proven that he drank those.
No.
It seems the story behind Hemingway and the mojito is a tall tale to attract visitors and sell drinks.
It seems like mojito is a kind of a more recent concoction, a newer name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could they have been around way back when? I don't know. Do you ever watch...
Apparently they're from Cuba.
Did you ever watch the show Burned?
Burned? No, I've never heard of Burned.
I think it's Burned, isn't it?
Good question. I don't know.
But anyway, like one of the characters in that show loved mojitos, loved them. And really? It made it very, very popular when that show was on. And then on top of that, there's a carbonated water out there, Spindrift. And they have a flavor, Mojito flavor, for their water, sparkling water.
According to this now, Mojitos have a very low alcohol content. It's a refreshing cocktail gaining popularity in the summertime for its refreshing combination of sweetness, citrus, and mint flavors. The flavor says summer and stimulates the palate to blah, blah, blah. Exact origins of the Mojito remain under debate, with roots as early as 1586. So I don't think it's not that modern, apparently.
Okay. It's Burn Notice. That was it. You ever watch that show, Burn Notice?
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell was in it. I don't know what the star's name was now, but Bruce Campbell was a character that loved mojitas, kind of sat around Miami, you know, drinking mojitas all day.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Refreshing drink. It's All American Pet Photo Day.
Yes.
Do you like to take pictures of your pets, John?
We do.
Yeah.
if you ever looked at my wife's Facebook page, right? We have a lot of the Kraken on there. Power is her name, her official name, but around the house, right, it's Kraken. A lot of video, a lot of photos.
Well, All American Pet Photo Day is for you then, and it encourages pet owners to share their favorite pet photos on July 11th. Whether you're four-legged furry kind or fishes or birds or pigs or equine, you know, just get your pet with a favorite pose and then share it with everybody, because it's American Pet Photo Day.
There's not a lot of fish photos or
fish
or
photos,
videos.
Oh, look at my fish.
Oh, God.
I know. It's National Blueberry Muffin Day. I really love blueberry muffins, but I don't have them that often.
Yeah.
Gives us a great reason to get up in the morning and celebrate them, the blueberry muffin. How do you celebrate the blueberry muffin? Well, enjoy some blueberry muffin. Consider it the powerhouse that the blueberries are very healthy, you know?
Yes, they are.
What's the ingredient? Never mind.
I don't like the flavor of them myself, but
you don't?
No. I don't like blueberries.
The once wild berry became domesticated during the early 1900s thanks to the observations of Elizabeth Coleman White. Yes, we have her to thank, and research of Dr. Frederick Coville. Before their efforts, nobody knew much about blueberries. They were never successfully transplanted, but let's see, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so have some blueberry muffins today.
Domesticated blueberries.
Yeah. It
sounds so like they've been socialized in some way
to
not be a threat to humans.
Apparently. It's all National Rainier Cherry Day.
Yes.
Are you into cherries?
I love cherries. Yeah, sweet and tart. Tart are really, really healthy for you.
Well, the Rainier cherry was named after Mount Rainier. In 1952, Harry Fogel of Washington State University developed the Rainier cherry by crossbreeding the Bing and the Van cherry varieties. So there you go. That's it on the Rainier cherry.
Okay.
Do you like cherries?
Sam, do
you like cherries?
Oh, I do. I love cherries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one more thing here. You know, it's National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Okay. If you know somebody who's lonely, today's the day to cheer them up.
That would be us.
We're
at home alone in our studios.
We're all in separate places.
Yeah. Cheer us up. Give us a text. Call us up.
That's right. Cheer somebody up today. Okay. We're just getting started on the John and Gordy Show. Sam is coming back with a look at history for today, July 11th.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Magic star above, send a message to my love. Tell her that I wait patiently. Sad and so lonely, dreaming of her only, swift and graceful as a dove, up above, magic star up high.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from Madison, Wisconsin, the John and Gordy Family Show, and that is Bobby Rydell and the vocal version of Telstar, and you can it is god awful. It sounds terrible. Like sounds like Bill Murray doing Star Wars lounge singer thing, right? Doesn't it sound like
it? Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You know. Oh,
it's
God.
621, 67 degrees, highs today in the low 80s. Yeah, that did sound very strange. Telstar was an instrumental hit.
It was.
It was such a big hit, they decided to put words to it and ruin it.
By the tornadoes. The thing he had hit after hit way back when, and then he came out with this. And we were talking about it yesterday, about adding lyrics to great instrumentals back in the 50s and 60s, because you know, they wanted to capitalize on it. They really were desperate to just rerun all the stuff. And Music to Watch Girls By, one of the worst possible titles ever on a song or instrumental. And then they wrote lyrics to it. And then, of course, people had to jump on and start singing that song all over the place as well. Andy Williams, he'll never live. Well, he's not alive now, but
well,
it followed him to the grave.
I guess so. I don't remember. I guess I remember the Music to Watch Girls By was an instrumental, right? That's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Do we have that? Can we find that? I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that sounded like, but. So then Andy Williams added
some
words to it. Yeah. That's
Why don't you play the Andy Williams version of that while we're on this?
The one with lyrics you're talking?
Yeah. Andy Williams.
If you can dig for it, let us know. Oh, here
it is.
Here we go.
I mean, it's a little condescending to women, but
the boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay, that's
it was a different time.
Yeah, you think?
You think?
Seems like 100 years ago
now.
I know. Yeah.
And that's during Women's Lib.
Well,
help us all. You know, it was a tough time for men to deal with.
Yeah, it was crazy times.
Yeah.
Yep. But it sounded very poppy. You know, that's that early mid-60s sounds. Pop music, while it was still on the charts, slowly being replaced by Beatles and rock. And
it was a kind of combination rock and Herb Alpert,
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It was popish, like Casino Royale,
mm-hmm.
the theme song for that was ridiculous. All right, now what do we got? Do we have a
we got history book? Book time? Yeah, right. Let's open up the history book, Sam.
Boy, if time you to are, open the books.
If you're, yeah, well, if you're not too ill.
No, you know, I'm doing just fine.
Okay, good.
Let's take a look. See, I had to take one thing off of here actually because there was an inaccuracy. We have to wait two more days for one thing that I had on here initially, right. But. Right. Today in 1804, Aaron Burr, he kills Alexander Hamilton in a duel.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Have either of you seen the musical Hamilton?
Yes.
I have not.
John, you have?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I was entertained by it. I thought it was really fun to watch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw it once when it came out on Disney Plus in 2020.
Yeah. Yes.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Interesting story. You don't learn much about, or at least I didn't learn much about Hamilton in like American history in school. But
right. I went to Alexander Hamilton High School.
Oh.
In Milwaukee.
Is that right?
Did they teach a class about him then?
No, they didn't. Why know anything about
Why
the president?
They?
Oh, God, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back in the old days, they didn't teach you anything. Now my kids, you know, they know everything, but they've been taught history in ways I never would have thought possible.
Hmm.
And then, of course, you know, the Republicans like to criticize public schools, which is crazy.
Of course they do. We're here to fill in the gaps, right? We're here to teach people.
Sure we are.
Today that's in 1914, Babe Ruth makes his MLB debut with the Boston...
Oh, boy.
Boston Red Sox, that's where they are?
Yep.
Yes, yes.
That's before he got traded to the Yankees.
That's
he
right.
was with the Red Sox, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today in 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was published.
Okay.
You guys, yeah, you guys were probably, well, no, you might have read it when you guys were young. I'm not sure.
Well, it wasn't any part of my assignment.
I don't remember if that was my high
didn't
school
have to.
Reading.
Are you familiar with the book, at least, or the movie?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
It's being banned now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You crazy
read it
stuff.
While you can.
Get it while you can, yeah.
It's on the burn list.
Let's see. Today in 1995, the U.S. reestablishes diplomatic relations with Vietnam.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Wow. What year was that?
1995.
Okay.
Yeah. Patching up the relationship after the war, 20 years on. Right. And then only one significant birthday that I could find today. E.B. White, the author, born in 1899, author of Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Any, well, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's it for birthdays? Wow.
It happened on this day as if you cared.
And we
okay.
do.
Okay.
Wow,
we do
thanks.
We
thanks.
We certainly do. Yes.
You know, from Madison Minutes, they had a story in there about Wisconsin becoming a tech hub, the whole state, whole damn state. And it's true. You know, we're starting to attract a lot of interest nationwide to the Madison area and Milwaukee area for tech. Last week, Wisconsin was officially selected as a U.S. regional tech hub by the U.S. Economic Development Administration. By the way, that's on the hit list if Trump becomes president. That's gone, okay? This creates $49 million worth of federal funding, helping grow the state's research and development, according to the news and Madison Minutes. They wrote this up. Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Center have requested the Joint Finance Committee. Oh, them? You mean the Republican Joint Finance Committee that doesn't want to release any of their money? Oh, I get it. They're asking that the $7.5 million be released to BioForward Incorporated, which leads the Wisconsin BioHealth Tech Hub Consortium. This will help grow their personalized medicine and BioHealth Technology Center. You know, this personalized medicine now, people are able to get this online and get help that way, diagnosis and treatments. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming very popular.
Excellent. It is 6:29. Coming up, we're going to talk about hurricanes.
Yes.
Right? Hurricanes are wet. It's coming up.
Did you know
on
that?
The John and Gordy Show for this Thursday.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin farm fields might have dried out a little bit this week, but we're still behind the eight ball when it comes to subsoil moisture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Weather conditions can change quickly and farmers have to pivot. Down in South Carolina, they're doing just that. They started out in fantastic shape weather-wise early on, and now they're facing a drought. North Carolina Farm Service Agency Director Bob Etheridge.
Soybeans, some have already died depending on the age because of the drought. I take my home county as an example of my son farms. We didn't have any rain from the 15th of May until this past weekend. There we got 3 tenths. Some people got 8, some people got in varying amounts. But we're still going to have spots across the state. Sweet potatoes are suffering. Almost every crop is in some way impacted. And tobacco is going to, I don't think we know yet what kind of quality it's going to be come harvest time. But I would venture to say, on average, it's going to be, the quality won't be what anticipated.
That gentleman is Bob Etheridge. He is North Carolina's Farm Service Agency Director. Right now, 99 of North Carolina's 100 counties are in drought or abnormally dry conditions. That's the case in all 46 South Carolina counties. Markets are next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese remained unchanged at 194. 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter at 197. Double A butter down 3.5, still at 310.5 per pound. December corn this morning's up a penny at 408. November beans down a penny at 1066. September wheat's up 3 at 564. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 14 cents now, 20.33 a hundredweight. The September contract's up 15 at 20.84 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of where the markets stand on a Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a very slight chance at an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, 62 tomorrow, sunshine 85. It's going to be hot and sticky this weekend. A few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Napinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Legal Clinic.
Remember Ed's motto, no matter how big your problem is, we'll take it. No matter how weak your case is, we'll take it. And no matter how large your bankroll is, we'll take it.
The most honest ad I've ever heard. This is the John and Cordy Family Show, WMDX, and a good morning to everybody out there with the sound of our voice, and that would be global because of our Civic Media app where you can get us everywhere.
All around the world.
Yes.
That's it. 6:35, it's 67 degrees, highs today in the low 80s. The John and Cordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
John. All right. You know, the thing that's bothered me more than anything.
What?
Is this talk about taking Biden out of the race. Even my own personal opinion is this is a great example of the liberals, Democrats, and progressives shooting themselves in the foot. Why not? Why not do that? You know, you've got an incumbent in office who's done a great job for the last 3.5 years. Why not make it seem like maybe he shouldn't be there anymore? So you can unmotivate everybody out there so they don't go out and vote. What a great idea, guys. Keep it up. You know, and I think that's what's going to happen here. Sadly, we're just constantly beating this into the ground. You know, we've got we're sponsoring the podcast. What is the name of the
Pod Save America.
Pod Save America. And I saw John Lovett on there. He's another comedian. I don't know his background exactly, but he was on MSNBC last night talking down Biden, wanting to change. We have Jon Favreau. He's also part of that group, and he also wants to see the change. So when we talk to them next week in an interview to kind of, you know, get everybody up to date on what they're all about, and it sounds really cool. I mean, this is really a big event, and this is happening with other groups as well. Not just political groups, and so I'm very curious about how this is going to look, and you know,
And Pod Save America is coming to the Orpheum a week from Friday, July 19th, and in fact, we're going to give away some tickets again in our next hour. But they're going to come to the Orpheum, and they have I think 4 or 5 podcasters in that Pod Save America group.
Yes, they do. They have a bunch
on stage. So we'll see how that
and these guys know they know politics, you know, that's what they talk about. So and
I think a couple of them are former Obama aides, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
Jon Favreau and John Lovett.
Yeah.
You know, and later today President Biden's having a news conference, I think 4:30 our time. It's a live news conference in front of all the reporters, and so everybody's talking about that and seeing how that goes. But yeah, to your point. I mean, it's like the Democrats are the circular firing squad here. Just everybody's
it is.
Everybody's shooting each other in the foot.
That's right. And the big thing here is that it's not just Democrats, politicians. Mm-hmm. It's the billionaire donors, and this is what happens when you give money to politics. You know, obviously money corrupts, and the Supreme Court said, no, that's not true. That's not true. Money is okay. It's free speech. You know, pour as much of that into the campaigns as you want. What are they thinking, right? I mean, what planet do they live on where they didn't know money corrupts? The old saying. Anyway, the billionaires are against Biden continuing to run.
George Clooney, said what he said yesterday, and just 3 or 4 weeks ago, he had a big fundraiser and raised $30 million of Hollywood money for Biden.
So all of a sudden, everything changed, right?
That's
so, okay, let's get a historical perspective on this from Heather Cox Richardson. She has this little warning, and this is cut number 42. She has a warning for everybody who wants to take Biden and remove him from the ticket. Let's listen to this.
My interest is not in Biden or Kamala Harris or Trump or whomever he might choose as his vice president. My interest is less in them than in the long-term sweep of American history. You know, I want the whole picture. And in the whole picture of American history, if you change a presidential nominee at this point in the game, the candidate loses. And it loses for a number of reasons. First of all, because the apparatus of the party for the election is set up around somebody else. Second of all, because the news is only going to report all the growing pains of a brand new campaign, including all the opposition research that the opponents are then going to throw at people.
And the only time in recent memory that's happened was when President Johnson decided not to take up the nomination of his party. And that was, frankly, if you remember, he's something like, you know, the saying went, if I've lost Walter Cronkite over Vietnam, then I've lost the American people. So there is precedent to this. But as you say, then the replacement candidate did lose.
That's correct. And again, there are some parallels there in that one of the things that Democrats were furious about in that election of 1968 was that they hadn't voted for the person who was at the top of the ticket, Hubert Humphrey, at that point. And in this case, of course, the primary voters in the Democratic Party, who are the most loyal people, have voted, and they voted for Joe Biden. For all that people are focusing on Biden right now, and as you mentioned, I'm a historian of the Republican Party is in crisis. And they are as well doing something unprecedented, which is trying to run for president somebody who not only has 34 criminal convictions, but also tried to overthrow the will of the people in the 2020 presidential election.
That's right.
Good point.
You know, it's pretty obvious, right? I mean, when you look at it historically, it's pretty obvious that something like this, a big change like this, is going to throw a whole bunch of what ifs in. What if they look into the background of the candidate, like, you know, Kamala? All of a sudden, they're going to find something. All of a sudden, they're going to nail something. All of a sudden, they're going to focus on something and tear this person apart. They always do this. This is what it's all about. And we're feeding right into what the right wing, the MAGAs, want us to do.
Well, and the Republicans, too. I heard last night James Comer, one of the Republicans, is going to bring to their committee, and I'm not sure which committee he's on, but they're going to try and subpoena the White House physicians and the White House medical staff because of all these entries in the log of a neurologist visiting and all this. And just to keep this story alive, no matter which way it goes, whether Biden stays in, Biden stays out. Now they're going to keep it in the news cycle by, you know, issuing subpoenas and calling in physicians from the White House to see what they were doing behind the scenes. So, you know, it's all wide open now. Yeah. And they can do that all the way up to Election Day.
And they'll do that for sure. Yeah. They'll pry. And it seems almost impossible to believe that they can subpoena every bit of information from the White House. And use it. Of course, they wanted to use, they wanted to use the doctor that examined Biden. Mm-hmm. They want to use the actual language, the recorded tapes, so they could put them in their ads. Of course, Biden administration didn't allow that, thank goodness. But anyway, this is kind of blowing up, and it almost seems like Trump has been in power all this time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like he has this tremendous amount of control over the cult, and there's no stopping them. And even, you know, foreign leaders are now planning on meeting with people who are working within the Trump campaign to have discussions and meetings with foreign leaders in Europe, just in case Trump wins. Yeah. This is insane, right?
That's crazy.
So anyway, that's a historical perspective from Heather Cox Richardson, who does a lot with the Republicans, and it's a disaster. She's warning us. She's telling us, don't do this. It's not going to work out in your favor. And the guy that's waiting in the wings, Trump, what can we expect from him? Right? He's talking about hurricanes now.
Yeah.
Why don't we check this? Let's check out this guy. Cut 41 from Trump. Talking about hurricanes, all right?
I just want to thank all of the incredible men and women who have done such a great job
in helping with Florence. This is a tough hurricane, one of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water. Rarely have we had an experience like it, and it certainly is not good.
Yeah, the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water. Well, who constructed
what, what other standpoint would there be other than water?
Who would construct a sentence like that? No one.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, he's deteriorating. Yeah. He's mentally deteriorating.
Well, he's, you know, he thinks he's a weatherman, you know, like when he brought out that one map and drew that with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Showed the path of a hurricane and who was in trouble. And he added a big section of the Gulf of Mexico into it. Crazy time.
And he, you know, you can do something like that and still be a candidate for president, right? That doesn't make any sense.
Apparently.
Now, this I thought this was a great bit, and I want you to cue up cut 45. Daily Show went out and talked to a whole bunch of people about, you know, when was America great? You know, make America great again. Well, yeah. When was it great the first time? They asked this question to people. Let's see what they came up with. Let's check this out.
When was America last great?
For me, I would say the turning point for our country was 1913 when we passed the 17th Amendment.
And what's so like back when like women couldn't vote?
Yeah,
that's kind of your sweet spot right there?
Absolutely, but 1913.
What year was America great?
When it was founded.
Except for the slavery stuff.
You know?
I think we were probably our strongest immediately post-World War II.
So around the 1950s?
Yeah, mid-40s, 50s.
I mean, I think the 50s was great other than, you know, segregation and women's rights.
We could sit here and paint negative faces of all times in America.
Correct.
It's make America great again. So when was the last great?
It's always been great.
If it's always been great, what are we trying to go back to?
We're not going back. We're going forward.
Well, I guess the 80s were pretty good.
Right, the 80s.
The 80s, great music.
Crack cocaine.
Games. Crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Well, we're always great. The people are great.
So America is great right now. So we did it.
No, we didn't do it.
America became great when the Founding Fathers put pen on paper in 1776 and decided to build a country based on laws.
Right.
That was greatness.
That was awesome, other than the slavery, obviously. That was terrible.
We did have that. Yeah, we did have that. And the Indian thing, right?
That was terrible. And the women's voting thing. But other than that, that was awesome.
A few hiccups along the way, you know. like they say, nobody made it to the top without breaking a few pieces of china.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't an insult, by the way.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. None of that was.
Yes.
So trying to find that sweet spot when it was great,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was a losing slogan, make America right. great again, because what you're doing is you're saying it's not great anymore.
Right.
And who runs for president saying that the country isn't great? I mean, who does that? And again, I thought it was a losing slogan. And now it's, you know, it's a major marketing.
Well, yeah. And again, for this, for Trump, he just keeps going with that slogan and people follow along. It is cult-like.
If you were a voter and you really cared about the country, you would ask Trump and say, why do you think America isn't great? And of course, he's torn it down tremendously. He says it's the worst country in the world, third world nation now. You know, he can go around saying that. And they accept that. That's okay. That's fine. Even though we are doing tremendously well, our economy is roaring ahead. We're ahead of all the European countries.
Yeah.
We are the grand power. We are making more energy than anybody else, and it's a record amount of energy, and yet we are just destroying ourselves, and Biden is just the worst.
Stock market is going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's just wild. It's 6:49. Coming up, we'll have some tickets to Pod Save America coming up in our next hour. Also, we'll welcome our guest, Nick Ramos, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Thursday morning.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, on your Civic Media app as well. Tune in and text us or give us a call. We haven't heard from anybody this morning. Even I believe it's Sherry out in Horicon. Where the heck is she? Yeah.
I don't know. It's good. Well, you know, it's kind of cloudy and overcast this morning. Maybe a good day to sleep in a little bit. 67 degrees, highs in the low 80s. Going to feel hot and humid again for the next few days. And right maybe now, again, 67 degrees.
Maybe she ran out of animals to emoji us.
Sherry and Horicon?
Yeah.
You think so?
She's everywhere. She's listening to every one of our shows all the time.
Yeah. All across the Civic Media Network. Yeah.
It's crazy. I love
it. That's great. Yeah. Good for her. We appreciate that.
Legendary.
Yes, it is. So what about voter suppression, John? You mentioned this a little while ago.
Right.
Republicans and Ron Johnson especially.
This is just a ridiculous, crazy story. Because immigrants can't vote.
Right?
So yeah. The House voted on this particular item. Ron Johnson is happy to co-sponsor the SAVE Act. It should be obvious. This is quoting Ron Johnson now. It should be obvious to everyone, even Democrats, that we should prevent illegal immigrants from voting. Unfortunately, 198 Democrats in Congress don't agree. They didn't vote with this.
Okay.
And there's a reason for it. This act allows other things to be added later on. So if you go to the polling place, you know, the Republicans might all of a sudden require maybe a birth certificate. Or a passport. No one has passports, but you know, a lot of people, you know, want to vote, and you got to get a passport. Then they could all this is a poll tax. This is in some way, shape, or form another way of adding another element to voting to discourage people from voting. And that, if you want this particular SAVE Act, then you certainly want to add more obstacles to voting. And let's get to. I've got this story that I didn't get to, but this explains everything. House Democrat leadership is against the Republican bill set to be voted on. It already was voted on. The Right Side Broadcast Network said this on their network at the scroll at the bottom of the screen, pro-life protesters target pro-abortion terrorists. That's how crazy these people are. So anyway, they were featuring a speaker from Arizona spewing absolute nonsense about 10,000 undocumented immigrants voting in Arizona. It's a lie, of course. And let's check this out. This is cut 28, and this is the speaker. It's incredible. They did not vote. Immigrants did not vote in Arizona. Check this out. Listen to this.
We discovered 10,000 people using the exact Social Security number. See if this one rings true. You take an illegal, you bring them in. They sign a piece of paper promising to pay taxes. What they get is a Social Security number.
They
so
don't.
The employers can take out the taxes. Put a pin in that. Here's what they do. You get a driver's license. The person looks, you got a social, you must be a citizen. That's how they pack the rolls. By the way, those guys don't pay taxes anyway. It's taken out by companies. Our government's been sitting on $1.7 trillion slush fund that one fund has still in it to this day.
I want you to stop it right here. First of all, they don't get a Social Security number. They get an ID number, and that is to collect taxes, okay? They don't get a Social Security number. They do not. So that's the first huge lie.
And
then, of course, these undocumented immigrants, they can't vote because of that. The documentation you need to get a driver's license in Arizona, proof of identity, birth certificate, which they don't have for the U.S., a passport or military ID, and then on top of that, they have to have a Social Security number. And again, they don't get a Social Security number. They get something different from that. They get a number so they can pay taxes into the U.S. government. And that those taxes, by the way, are Social Security and Medicare taxes as well. But they don't get the benefits from it. They can't collect Social Security or Medicare. So they pay into the system. They don't get any money back. Then can you imagine now getting rid of all the immigrants in this country and how that will hit Social Security and Medicare? Because they're supplementing it, actually, for us. And it's a tremendous benefit. So I also want to get to this. This is a black representative out of Texas, Wesley Hunt. And he gave this speech. This is cut 56, Sam. He gave this speech acting like, again, if you provide all this information to get these IDs, why can't you do the same thing when you go and vote? Because you've already done the legwork. You've already presented all the proof you needed, and you have the ID now. All right, let's listen to this cut.
Are we looking at 56, you said?
Yes.
I don't know 56. If I have 56, John.
Oh, stand by.
All right, or cut 55, anything, nothing, huh? All right, well, let's just forget that then. Well, what we're looking at here is these individuals who are saying that you need extra IDs and you have to do it all over again. When you get your driver's license, you present all the IDs that are necessary to get your driver's license, and driver's licenses are used to vote.
Right.
And if you've already done it, then why do you have to do it again? And that's what the House voted on. Mm-hmm. That's what they actually did.
It's so, voter suppression.
There's exactly.
No doubt about it. And yeah, like you said, they get an ID number, and that should be enough, you know, one time instead of having to go through it again and again.
And that's what they want everybody to do. And like I said, it not only is a redo of something that you've already done, but then they can add more documentation to it when you turn up to vote at the polls. Or if you do it online, they will probably require you to provide another document that you have to scan in and send to them. So it's just they're just trying to make it worse. And can you imagine if Trump became president, they could put all of this stuff in place easily, just executive orders.
Yes. All right. Well, coming up in just after the top of the hour, we'll give away a couple of tickets to Pod Save America coming to the Orpheum on July 19th. And also in our next hour, we'll talk to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign on the John and Gordy Show.
All right.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location from River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Day on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour with Todd and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.